Hey, so today is a very, 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 very special episode, as we might get Joe Hawley of Tally Hall on here for a phone interview, and that is absolutely insane.
I think you're a bit of a fan, aren't you?
A little bit, maybe.
What's that puddle on the floor down there?
The what puddle? What?
It was a joke. Dwight. Are you Dwight or Gret? You're Dwight.
I'm Dwight.
Yeah. It was a joke, Dwight.
Well,
not a good one.
Okay.
You gonna be okay?
I will.
Do you want to tell us what we just heard?
That was a cover of White Rabbit by Joe Hawley. White Rabbit's the song from Alice in Wonderland. Joe really likes Alice in Wonderland for some reason.
It's an old Jefferson Airplane song that maybe was used in Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Featured Grace Slick of the Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Let's play another Joe Hawley song, but this time from Hawaii Part 2, the weird, like, orchestra-sounding album, and then we will call him.
Or attempt to, anyway. This is all new technology. Space age.
Oh, yeah.
We're rockets and lasers and all kinds of stuff.
We're like SpaceX, but better. Okay. About look at what you've done now to me. Get tired and ornery. I'm leaving today, today. Thinking of the way I used to spend the time. I can see that I have overpaid. Past is past, and rather than regret the old, I can live it back the other way. Just look, oh, look at what you've done now to me. Free floating temporally, I'm leaving today, today. I avoid the messiness of misery, playing in dimension of the poor.
We'll be right back. Okay. Yeah, we're just setting it up. It's time for Joe. Okay.
In theory, it should work.
Hopefully.
So, are you ready?
I am not, but let's do it anyways.
All right, let's do it anyways. Okay, here.
Okay.
Let's try this.
And the audio will come to the here, right?
That's the idea. Sounds like it is. Mm-hmm. Let's just hope he can hear you okay.
Yeah.
You might have to speak up because you're going to kind of talk into that.
Okay.
This is Joe Hawley.
Hi, Joe. Can you hear
Greetings
me?
Greetings and good afternoon. Or should I say early afternoon to you. Canada,
it
how
is,
are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, we should probably get to business first, and then we could talk about personal matters.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Justin?
It's Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm Jeremy.
We call him
Jeremy?
Dwight.
Jace Gutierrez.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. I'm sorry. I'm just very excited.
It's a pleasure already. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Interesting. Okay. May I ask who else is there?
It's my teacher, Mr. Robson.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm just making sure that stuff works because it would be really embarrassing if stuff didn't work. So we're trying to make sure that stuff works. And I think it works.
Okay.
So, where are we reaching you today, Joe? What's going on? Are things okay?
Greetings from Pennsylvania. Thanks for asking about that. Things are marginally okay. It's a challenging situation and an adventure all the time.
That's how life is.
We're doing our best here.
Excellent. All right. I think Jeremy wants to talk to you about music and stuff.
Very well. It's a tightrope, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I'm sorry, so I actually asked, a few local fans, what to ask you, because I am just excited. We have
Well, Jeremy, we've never met.
Yeah, that's true.
Except via the satellite, or whatever tower service we're enjoying at this time.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. Frig.
Do you want to talk about musical projects that he's working on these days or something?
Lately, you've
Jeremy
been
obviously is a big fan of Tally Hall, but
yeah, lately you've been releasing like the song Special and the cover of Since I Don't Have You. Are you like planning on releasing an album? If that's okay to ask.
If anything, those two covers. Oh, well, one of them was a demo for Archie, the Riverdale television show. But Since I Don't Have You is a cover of the Skyliner song. Those were both sort of addenda to the Joe Hawley album, which we didn't really release outside of Pledge. So we could look at that as sort of a 15-track album or so with a couple of bonus tunes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so there probably won't be any more material from Miraculo Musicaru or, me as a solo artist. That's probably as far as it's going to go. But there we have it.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God.
If anything, most of the new musical ideas are going to be for the band, but that's kind of a complicated situation. On the other hand, we have a lot of themes in mind for album 3 that have been percolating for many years now.
So we understand that that the band's been on hiatus. You're saying that there is a future, though.
Ideally, we would eventually get around to recording album 3. In my opinion, we never quite reached the sound we were intended to have achieved for whatever that means.
What does that mean? What was lacking? What were you trying to reach at? What's still out there?
Well, without providing too many details about what's in mind for the third album, it just seemed like we were aiming for a more unified sound without it sounding commercial or mechanical. We didn't quite. I mean, the first two albums are what they are, but we need another one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not more than just one more.
Mm-hmm.
So there is actually some plans in the works to make that come to fruition then.
Yeah, it keeps sort of stilting itself, but it could happen. Hmm. It's more maybe an administrative or logistic concern, you know. But I will say that I've been doing my best to make sure that it happens as well as it can.
That's awesome.
For what that's worth.
Yeah, have you heard about the whole Rally Hall thing that people have been talking about?
The Tuna Altruda in Ann Arbor seems like he's a proponent of this. This momentum.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? What is this? I'm sorry, I'm oblivious to that. What is this momentum of which you speak, Jeremy?
It's like a bunch of fans want to have them reunite.
We're clamoring. We're pestering you, Joe. Is that it? Are they pestering you?
Wait, what? Is that how it feels?
it's such an esoteric audience now, and the odds of people reaching out to us and finding some fulfillment seem in many ways disappointing on both sides, because we really, it's about making music. It isn't about, you know, talking about it as much, although to some extent there's a story here which could be interesting, but it's buried, you know. It either won't be relevant or it will be, and ideally it'll be interesting to everybody involved.
Yeah.
It's certainly an adventure every time, as mentioned, and you know, it's not pestering at all. It's interesting. Many of the people interested in the music are probably more interested than the people making it, or interesting than the people making it. It's a collective projection or something.
Have you been surprised by the reaction to the to the hiatus or anything? Has this pressure kind of been? Did you expect that?
The hiatus has been kind of a learning experience, because it's almost like you can see the shadows of people, or the yang aspects of some of the things that were being taken for granted. There's a subconscious element to this hiatus that has, again, been sort of a data collection zone. So if things were to work out again, there would be a certain wisdom associated with any progression, you know, that might not have been accessible when we were youngsters. Although we weren't that young, you know, ideally we'll all age extremely gracefully and live well into our 70s and 80s, climbing mountains and going snorkeling, et cetera.
Right.
Maybe, you know, free diving.
So it sounds like most of your energy right now is in trying to make this new album come to fruition. Is that where we're focusing our energy?
It would be really great to make a third album. We're doing our best to make it happen. We almost made it in 2013, but there were some very minor kerfuffles that sort of derailed it. It was almost going to happen then. We just weren't quite ready for it. Or maybe we were too ready for it, and it needed more humbling or something.
Damn.
But now you know, could happen. Although that's sort of the future. There's been a lot of work that has gone into, again, this sort of subconscious zone, the metaphysical questions. I was never planning to make a solo album, for example. That felt sort of reactionary. Like that,
You didn't have the dream of being a solo artist. It just was.
I didn't intend to promote myself that way. That's why the album title is kind of sarcastic. I feel safer in the context of the band, if that makes sense.
Right.
I understand.
So if for some reason the third album did not come to be, you wouldn't pursue that solo career any further, you don't think?
It'd be nice to post the album more officially, but the samples are a legal concern, and it's possible if I stand to get sued, but it could be fair use. So that's part of the debate ongoing right now. And you know, I've been living like quasi homeless guy lifestyle, sort of sleeping in hammocks and so forth.
Hammocks can be fun. They can be dangerous though. You got to be careful.
It's true. You don't want to become a burrito.
That's true.
As per one of the camping podcasts. But it is really fun, hammock camping. Maybe more comfortable in a bed. Sometimes.
Cool. I have a very kind of a weird question. What is your favorite song by yourself?
Things that you're most proud of, perhaps?
Yeah. What's your most proud work?
Well, the dream song was the last track in Hawaii Part 2. I felt like the reason I went into entertainment or art would have been for Dream Suite in C major. In terms of how the recording sounds and the way the chord progressions maneuver, it might be better suited to a live performance or a remix, but that was sort of the culmination of what I was working to achieve in my mind. But given the fact that a lot of this is just sort of creating me, it's difficult for me to make an assessment that would be objective. Like, I wouldn't be able to tell you that, you know, I have a favorite song, really. They're all meaningful in different ways. They're kind of like stories or short films unto themselves.
True.
Dream Suite in C major was my favorite going into it, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good song. I really enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to know there, Jeremy? This is your chance, man.
Yeah. Sorry, I am awkward. There was that song cover contest for Your Mother is a Basketball, I believe it was.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Great song, by the way. Are you planning to do any more of those kind of contests?
Thanks. That song occurred, and Michael Gregory might not know this yet, at the recommendation of these kids in England who were reaching out to me and very enthusiastically offering advice about the album. The Hussein brothers. So Zeeshan Hussein said, why don't you reach out to Michael Gregory? And it wouldn't have occurred to me. And I did. And then it turned out to be one of my favorite tracks on that album. It'd be fun to have a music video for that one. I don't know if we're going to do any more contests. I kind of surprised myself with that by posting it. It just sort of was, you know, spur of the moment kind of idea. And then I ended up sending people certificates of achievement for their mothers being basketballs if they participated. Ideally, we all had a little bit of fun. I enjoyed listening to what everybody did. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Maybe there might be some more kind of impromptu ideas like that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I have a bit of another kind of weird question. I don't know. You don't have to answer this one in case it like goes a little too deep. But fans notice that you like sometimes private your Twitter randomly. Is that like to be cool, or I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a confusing form of media, maybe connected to the subconscious in a way. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed, but I'm not sure exactly why I feel overwhelmed. Yeah. This particularly applies to my personal Facebook account. It's like I started feeling anxious or like I can't accomplish as much as I'd like to accomplish. And it might be an invisible energy or something, but it needs to be dampened on occasion. Like, I deactivate my Facebook page sometimes just because I feel overwhelmed. I wish it would almost function more like AIM used to function, where when you're signed in, you're signed in, but when you're signed out, you know, your profile isn't in on Facebook. As far as Twitter goes, yeah, it's not to be cool. It's just like a reaction or an instinct. Necessarily. Here's speaking of cool. Here's Ross.
Oh, Ross.
Ross, are you there?
Ross.
Ross.
Hello.
Hi, Ross.
Hi. Did this work?
I think it did. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking on Jimmy Jam Radio here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Yeah.
What do you know about Winnipeg, Ross?
Ooh, what do I know?
This is really important.
I don't know much about Winnipeg.
Are you north of North Dakota?
We are indeed north of North Dakota. Point. That's it? That's all you know? North of North Dakota? We have some great...
Wait, is Winnipeg directly next to British Columbia?
No, not even close.
No.
Your flag is red and white.
That's Saskatchewan?
No, I should just stop talking.
That's okay. We don't know anything about America either, so we don't judge you for that.
Well, we're all in America, like North America.
Yeah.
Yes, I suppose so. It's very cold here, but we don't ride around in dog sleds. There aren't polar bears on the street or anything like that.
Don't worry, it's safe here.
Most of the time. Yeah. So now we have Ross. Do you have any questions for Ross there?
Ross, okay, I have a very, I don't know, I just want you to know this. There is an actual thing people want you to do where they want you to cover the entire first album with you singing every song. How do you feel about that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be difficult. Do those people who suggest that know that the extent of all of the singing I've ever done is about two or three lines total?
They're encouraging you to express yourself, Ross. They want more from you.
I think it would be really fun.
They have faith in you.
I mean, it would be fun. I can't say I think I have the time for it. And I would also assume my time's probably better spent doing non-singing activities.
Ultimately, if you don't have the time, you might have the pipes. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just something that's been waiting to get out of you. This is your moment. Maybe not.
That's fun.
Yes. Did you guys know there's
Wait, real quick.
What?
Real quick, is Bora here too, Joe? Are we with Bora as well, or?
Bora hasn't called in, but he was invited, so he might. I mean, he's on California time. So
yeah, I actually.
It'd be a surprise. Yeah, I mean, I just kind of surprised showed up here. So, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually messaged Bora.
Why not?
About an interview a few weeks ago.
He's playing hard to get. What's his problem anyway?
Bora's schedule is densely packed with musical nutrients.
Ah.
I hope it's a balanced diet. It's important to have a balanced diet.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever rewatch the Tally Hall internet show sometimes? It's a good show. I like it.
Thank you, sir. Incidentally, I watched Ross's Dream Journal the other day, and that is one of my favorite pieces of video that I've put together in hindsight. A lot of things happening that seem to work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really plan for it, though. It was too loud in there when we tried to make it. There were really loud fans, so instead of being able to deliver the dialogue, we had to, as Bora would say, find freedom through limitations. So we called an audible and just made it absurd with everybody opening their mouths.
And by, I should point out, I think by fans he means literal spinning wind-producing fan, not loud screaming.
You mean that would have been, maybe it was some kind of metaphor.
Yeah, it was really an HVAC issue at heart.
Damn. It was fun to make that internet show. It'd be a lot of work, but it definitely has its moments. It would be fun to create another season, for television or something, where we're not doing all the work. We do have a lot of ideas for it.
I hear the Netflix is really taking off.
If we can get the logistics going. Is it Netflix?
Yeah. I hear that's a thing that's really taking off. Maybe, pitch an idea there.
That might make sense, because it's an internet company to some effect.
Well, yeah, it's all streaming.
Yeah, actually, it's amazing. I never once gave it any thought until just now Netflix barely even existed. it still may have only existed as a mail subscription server without streaming capabilities.
Well, that's sexist, Russ.
No, but actually, I mean, it's kind of crazy. The context that the internet show was in when we actually made it and first released it is very different from the current sort of streaming, everything streaming model and world that we've entered at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they'd be willing to talk to us about it. But it's gonna require is, you know, one sort of spark that will allow things to get going again. Sometimes it's hard to find the right one, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or to manifest it with Flint.
Mm. Cool. Yeah, a fan favorite is the second episode, Kill Ross. Friggin', there's a Discord server, if you know what Discord is. There's a Tally Hall Discord server, and just everyone loves Kill Ross.
It's got its own fan club? Kill Ross?
Yep, pretty much.
Wow.
That's an equivalent of an anti-bee fan club, though. They have its own conclusion.
They like the concept of people killing you in the, you know, in light of your dying wish. It's a paradox.
Yes.
That was supposed to be like a skit for this club at Michigan I started called Anonymous, and it just kind of carried over to the internet show. But initially that was, you know, like writing work. But it's a narrative, so it'd be fun to have more sort of stories to tell that don't necessarily make sense.
Yes.
Obviously, Zubin is not dead. Zubin is still alive.
Oh,
so it's fiction.
Really? I didn't know that. Oh.
Okay.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
Great times.
Anything else before we head off here, Jeremy?
Okay, one more thing. Wait, is this still Ross or Joe?
We're both here. Probably.
I think they've both melded their minds.
Yep, we're both here.
Okay, Joe, everyone's really curious. The whole reading the Alice in Wonderland and everything on the live streams, it's very confusing and very thought-provoking. What is, I don't know.
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Right, yeah, so I had this idea to read bedtime stories.
And, that's an awesome idea.
Without getting into too much detail... there was a house guest for the first couple of readings, and there were some unexpected, say, ghost noises, if we could even put it that way. Sounds of elation, and also, ideally, it's sort of an ASMR relaxation exercise.
Oh.
You know about the ASMR movement on YouTube. It's auto-sensory meridian response. Ideally, you're supposed to be able to listen and gain these tingling sensations in the brain. But it should be limited, yes, to the mind. So it's a process.
Interesting.
But a lot of that is reactionary, and without divulging too much information, ultimately the story may reveal itself. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
Awesome.
We have to protect identities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One more thing.
PG-13. Facebook is PG-13 media.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Also, everyone on the Discord server as well wanted to invite you to karaoke on the Discord server. Last night, we literally sung "Dream Suite" in C major, and it was so much fun. They really just want you to come sing with them.
Is it still karaoke if you're singing your own songs, though? I don't know if that counts as karaoke, does it?
That's a good question.
I don't
It'd be
know,
delicious to
I
hear
the
of,
rules
some
of karaoke,
other people singing
but...
the song, because that is not limited to me. That melody should be timeless and universal. It would be great to hear other people sing it.
Mm-hmm. Can we like briefly turn the interview around for 1 second?
Okay.
Tell me more about this Discord. I'm totally unfamiliar with you guys.
Like what the service is itself?
I think it's basically like a chat room, right?
Start there.
Yeah,
it's an app where folks chat about stuff they're passionate about.
It's like Skype, but it's better.
Okay, so basically this is like the equivalent of like a chat room.
Yeah, it's a fan chat room where folks get together and apparently sing karaoke.
It's really fun all the time.
Okay, and so what I'm gathering is that one of those exists for us. Unbeknownst to me, and there's just all sorts of conversations happening.
There's a.
Seems like a lively place.
All right.
Check it out sometime.
There's a Tally Hall one. There's a Joe Holly one. That's all the Discord ones I know about. I know there's actually a Tally Hall subreddit as well, which is where I found that. It's really just a good time.
Discord being a reference to the Phantom Tollbooth character, perhaps.
Probably.
That would make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're going to head out and play some music soon. Do you guys have any either favorites from your catalog or from others who we could play before our show runs out of time here?
Today I was jamming two of Montreal's Climb the Ladder.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
That's a wonderful song. Underrated for what it's worth, in my opinion.
Who's it by?
They aren't from Montreal. They're from the southern United States. But the lead singer Kevin Barnes, who wrote the song and is brilliant for what it's worth. I think he dated a woman in Montreal and then named the band after that relationship. So the band's called Of Montreal, and the song "Climb the Ladder."
Okay. We would love to play that. How about Ross?
Their entire catalog is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a request too, Ross? Or
I could tell you the last song I listened to was a song called "Hard to Handle" by Otis Redding. And the reason I listened to it is because I was recently informed that Otis Redding did the original version.
Yes.
And I only knew like a 90s rock cover by
the Black Crows. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So one of the Black Crows' biggest hits was an Otis Redding song, and I had no idea. So I went back and discovered that. I'm a big fan of, you know, when you've like thought a song is an original your whole life, and then you actually go back and find.
That's right. Yeah.
A version of it from like 20 or 30 years. Yeah. So another big one is Always Something There to Remind Me, which was like a big hit in the 80s.
Yeah.
Was in fact sort of a Northern soul song from the 60s by a guy named Lou Johnson. There are kind of all these really awesome Motown original versions of things that a lot of people only know as rock songs or 80s songs or whatever. So I highly recommend those couple as an example of going back and hearing what the way the song was sort of originally written, if that makes sense.
All very right. Cool. All right. Well, we thank you for that. You want to
have a great day, you guys. This was an honor, honestly.
Fun times. Yeah. Pleasure meeting you both via satellite, etc. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, yeah. Mr. Robin,
Robson.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. All right, we thank you for joining us, guys, and we wish you all the best, and we're looking forward to new music.
All right, awesome.
All right,
cheerio.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Have a great day. There we go. Okay.
Oh, that
so
was
that just
so
happened,
cool.
Jeremy.
Oh my God, that was. Oh boy.
Okay, you got to talk for a second because.
Yeah. Okay.
Switch this over.
Yeah, that was. Joe Holly and Ross Fetterman. That is so cool.
Okay, I hope that'll work now. So,
all right.
You got the requests there if you want to play those or whatever.
Let's play Climb the Ladder by Of Montreal from the album Satanic Panic in the Attic.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff. And thanks to Joe and Ross from Tally Hall.
Yeah. All right.
That was awesome.
This is Jimmy Jam Radio.
Jimmy Jam Radio rocks, you know.
All I gotta do is climb a ladder to you. Climb a ladder. When there's ghosts in my coat and everything is askew, all I gotta do.